turns out.
Right.
How's to be paid for?
We're not laughing at you. We're not.
You didn't miss it.
You didn't miss it.
As if we're already in a deficit and there's no money to pay for anything, where's the money going to come from? Do they want to tax it?
All right, so Chuck,
are they going to get it from the pharmaceutical companies? Are they going to get it from the insurance? Is there a golden god up
there? I hope so. I hope there's a golden god. But listen to me, Chuck. You didn't miss it. And this is what I've been saying all along. The health care bills that are out there are very expensive. The three that are in the House, the one that's in the Senate, and the one that we're waiting for are all very expensive. Why? It's very simple. Because they talk very concretely about insuring all Americans with more comprehensive reform and making sure that whether there's a government plan or there's not a government plan, there's going to be insurance for all. Pre-existing conditions go away. Young, healthy individuals in this country will be required to carry insurance. It's all in there in all the bills. So whether the private insurance market or a government plan is introduced, it doesn't matter. Everybody has insurance, and if you can't afford it, the government's going to subsidize it. They're estimating $1 trillion a year. I think $1 trillion over 10 years. I think they're way off. I think it's going to be a lot more expensive than that. So,
but where's the bottom line is, and it's just like buying a car, you know, make a down payment on a car or a house.
You got it. No. You got it. So here's where it gets tricky, and this is why you're seeing what you're seeing on the news with these fights with the town halls debates. They have been very vague. Because they're still trying to figure out where the cost cuts come from. So there are discussions out there about how to do this. Reducing payments for certain services. Reducing... What's that? All right, we lost Chuck, but I think what he was saying is, how do you present it to the people? And the point is, and what's infuriating so many Americans, and I got to tell you, this is not, even though what you're hearing about is politics, and you're seeing Republican fighting Democrat, Democrat fighting Republican. I have friends on both sides of the aisle, and I'm actually in the middle. And what I will tell you is we have to, and what the president has unfortunately failed to do, is answer concretely what they're going to do, because they're still trying to figure it out. So the health insurance industry, well, we know they're offering us stuff. We know the drug insurance industry is offering us stuff. And we, because we work in the healthcare system, we can talk all about waste all day long. In fact, I talked about it on CNN this morning, and it'll be airing this weekend. You know, if we tackle things like smoking, if we tackle things like obesity, we can save billions, and I mean billions of billions of dollars in unnecessary healthcare expense. We can save billions by simplifying how doctors and hospitals get paid. We can save billions by right-sizing what tests get paid for and how much, and picking and choosing more appropriate pharmaceutical choices. The problem is, and these are all valid things to do, and they are all make sense, and they would all be supportable, we just have to talk about them. We have to actually come up with policy and talk about them. So we have to spend, we have to get the Republicans and Democrats back to Washington in September and stop the nonsense about health insurance and government plan versus non-government plan, and start talking about how we're going to pay for this. Because we know, listen, it's expensive, so it's easy to say raise taxes. And they're all talk, you know, we could fight about are we going to raise taxes or not raise taxes. And since nobody seems to want to raise taxes, and I don't blame them, we're in a recession, it's not palatable, we have to cut costs. And if you want to sit down and have a serious discussion about what costs to cut, well, there's a lot of smart people who can tell you exactly what to cut and how to cut it and where to do it from, and they haven't done that yet, and we have to get them to start doing it, and we'll come back.